Do you own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent, desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. One more time, ReduceMyAC.com.
Gather around. Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. It's the best day of the week. We'll get to the Friday song a little bit later on. We want to get to the good news that we've been promising you. The GDP growth in the second quarter, 4.1%. 4.1%. How do we put that in perspective? Well, that's why we're going to check with Brian Maloney, co-founder of the Media Equalizer Project and the editor-in-chief of MediaEqualizer.com. Brian, how you doing, my friend?
Great, and that is a fabulous topic because the media is going to be doing, incredible maneuvers trying to shift away from good news like that, won't they?
Oh, well, they're already, going to the Michael Cohen, President Trump knew about the Trump Tower meeting, all of this stuff. It's like the daily stuff that comes over the transom. They're trying to bury us in that stuff when really the good news was out there in front of the White House this morning.
Well, that, and I'm sure there's some new Stormy Daniels story they can dredge up today. It's absolutely incredible. And, if you turn on CNN, and I hope that none of your listeners are doing that anymore, but, they force CNN on us at the airports because of that national contract they have with the airports. But, so if you turn it on, you're gonna be going into an alternate universe. One where everything is about Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels and her insane attorney and whatever else they can keep going back to Russia. I think that America is getting really, really sick of this. And if that blue wave does not materialize in November, and I personally hope that it doesn't, I think that might be one reason why. I think obsessing over fake scandals. We'll see how that goes on election day.
So tell me what 4.1% means. I'm not an economist. In fact, I barely am able to balance my own checkbook, much less talk in terms of GDP growth and things like that. What does 4.1% mean? How does it compare, for instance, to the Obama years?
Well, the Obama years, it was a year after, remember, so we had 2008, so 2009 when he started the presidency. Essentially what we had was the Federal Reserve. We had Ben Bernanke kind of trying to print his way out of a recession by printing massive amounts of money through quantitative easing, which was the policies they enacted to try to kind of flood their way out of it, which was insane. But even that really did not generate economic growth, and we kept having very, very small numbers coming throughout the Obama administration throughout the years, as we can remember. We did not have significant economic growth. So a number like 4.1, I mean, it is a blockbuster number. We haven't seen growth like that in years. So it is something really to crow about. But I would also pair that with the news that essentially America job openings, and there are people to fill them. And I think that is a remarkable place to be. And I don't, you know, the left can, you know, they can try to twist and turn whatever it is they think they need to do to talk their way out of this. But the numbers speak for themselves. They really do.
Again, Brian Maloney joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline from MediaEqualizer.com. Works closely with our own Megan Barth. And let me just ask you, though. It's one thing to see a number. It's another thing to hear it from people. I hear it from people. I'm guessing you do, because you talk to people all over the country, that this thing is working, that people do have more money in their pocket. They are going on vacation. They are going to Disney World. Do you see the reality meeting the number? I mean, is that what's going on right now?
Well, I do. I also think at the same time that a lot of work needs to be done, but I think that our president is on it. I think the middle class in the heartland is still struggling with a lot of things, but I mean, everything can't be fixed overnight. But I think that if we at least have a president who is addressing the issues and making the changes, and I think the tax cuts enacted this year went, you know, some ways toward helping, but still have, I mean, look at some of the issues that we still do have. The cost of college education for our kids. Well, you know, we've got to do something about that. I mean, we have college administrators. First of all, there are 10 times as many as they used to be. They're making 10 times more money, you know, and then our kids are stuck with $60,000 a year to go to college. So there are things that we still have to fix that are crushing the middle class. We need to build more market rate housing in a lot of cities. And we got a lot of blue states where they're blocking construction. So we've got a lot of work to be done in a lot of places, but, I mean, this is an amazing development.
Let me just ask you, going forward, what would a good annual GDP number look like? If we repeat a 4.1 in the third quarter and then maybe again in the fourth quarter, what is achievable here?
Well, I think the number that we have right now on an annualized basis is a terrific number to have, and I think it would be tough for a developed economy to do much more than this. I mean, if you look at a developing economy, a growing economy in the developing world, I mean, you know, they might turn in a number that's 10% annual growth or whatever, but those are small economies. The numbers are different. So the huge developed economy like ours growing 4% is massive. So yeah, this is what we need to prevent by China, because their numbers are, you know, I mean, that's what we need. We actually have to have this. And even think about it, would we have had this with Hillary in office? And I say absolutely not.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Let me just ask you, despite all of this good news, every day, every hour of every day, there's a new breaking news flash about the president, and it's negative. And is this ever going to end?
Well, I think that, look, if you look at what the Democrats need to do to win in November, I think at some point they're starting to realize that all of these fake scandals are not resonating beyond the very small audience that CNN and MSNBC had. So you don't have it there. You don't have the election right there. So what they have to do is find a way to hit Trump where it hurts. And what I think they are trying to do is engineer a stock market crash between now and the November election. That will be their October surprise. If they can do that, if they can really shake the core of why I think Trump is surging in popularity and call that into question, remember, that's essentially what happened in 2008, where there was a stock market crash right before the 2008 election, which a lot of people said helped Obama enormously get elected then. So if they can engineer that before the election, That is something that I know they feel will help them tremendously. So they will stop at nothing to retake power. This is evil as can get. And so be watching for every dirty trick in the book. They don't care if it's nuclear war, whatever it takes to get themselves back in power in Washington. I know it seems irrational, but that's where they're at.
Again, Brian Maloney joining us from MediaEqualizer.com on our City National Bank guest hotline. Of all of these scandal things, I call them scandal things, these little factoids, the president knew about the Trump Tower meeting, Stormy Daniels, $130,000. Of all of those, is there anything that troubles you? I mean, I don't think any of this stuff is sticking, but I'm wondering if there's something that's lurking in the weeds that maybe the Trump administration, the president himself, his family, is there anything out there that he really needs to worry about at this time?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I think that Michael Cohen strength the trust that America.
Whoops, we got a bad cell phone.
Oh, okay. I think that the idea that an attorney can be flipped against his clients like that, to me, is outrageous. Cohen is the problem. And, you know, it's funny. I was at a party when Eric Trump was there last week. It was Jeanine Pirro's book signing. And he just looked so stressed out. And I think that the Trumps have been just subjected to so much more than you could ever imagine. I think to see that in person really hit home that at the end of the day, the family, they are just human beings like the rest of us. And to be trashed 24/7 the way that they are, I think it takes a personal toll.
I'll be honest with you, Brian. I wonder how the president gets out of bed every day and puts one foot in front of the other, knowing that he's going to be facing yet another round of this stuff. Somehow, some way, there's got to be a way to deal with this. What about the president himself, though? The president keeps winning. I mean, he promised us we were going to get tired of winning. I'm not tired yet of winning, but we're winning a lot.
Well, that's the bottom line. Essentially, he tore up the political playbook and inserted his own, and it's all
okay. I tell you what. We're gonna say thank you to Brian Maloney from Media Equalizer. Apparently, we got a bad cell phone. Sorry about that. We'll get him back on though. I'll bet you with the help of my buddy Megan Barth, who works side by side with Brian Maloney at Media Equalizer. I'll bet you we'll be able to get him on with a landline, no less. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. Oh, guess what's coming up? Yeah, the Friday song. That'll be coming up next, live and local. Now.
Would you like to meet one of Hollywood's best character actors while at the same time support conservative women candidates all across the state of Nevada? Hi, I'm Victoria Seaman, founder of the Battleborn Conservative Women's PAC. Join me in welcoming Jack Scalia to Las Vegas for two incredible events. On Friday night, August 3rd, join us for an exclusive VIP meet and greet. My husband John and I will open up our home to Jack Scalia and you, complete with wine and appetizers. Can't make it Friday night? No problem. Jack Scalia will keynote our brunch and silent auction on Saturday, August 4th from 11 till 1 at the Las Vegas Country Club. Help us support conservative women candidates all across the state. To order tickets, go to BattleborneCW.com. You've seen Jack Scalia in tons of movies and TV shows. Now meet him in person. Get your tickets now at BattleborneCW.com. That's BattleborneCW.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Oh my goodness, I feel so good. And I don't know entirely why. I think because we have reached that day of the week that we work for all week long.
It's Friday.
Here we go, folks.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
No matter where you are listening, in Los Angeles, in San Antonio.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on. You know better. It's Friday. People around the country request the Friday song.
Hey. It's Friday.
Yeah. Great to have you with us. You ask, why am I so giddy today? And the Dow may not reflect it. But the fact is that we passed an economic milestone in this country. Nobody, none of these talking heads said it was possible. But the president came outside from the White House onto the front lawn and made the announcement. This is cut 9, by the way. And made the announcement everybody was waiting for.
Moments ago, the numbers for America's economic growth, or GDP, were just released. And I am thrilled to announce that in the second quarter of this year, the United States economy grew at the amazing rate of 4.1%. We're on track to hit the highest annual average growth rate in over 13 years. And I will say this right now, and I'll say it strongly, as the trade deals come in one by one, We're going to go a lot higher than these numbers, and these are great numbers. During each of the two previous administrations, we averaged just over 1.8% GDP growth. By contrast, we are now on track to hit an average GDP annual growth of over 3%, and it could be substantially over 3%. Each point, by the way, means approximately $3 trillion and 10 million jobs. Think of that. Each point, you go up 1 point. It doesn't sound like much. It's a lot. It's $3 trillion and it's 10 million jobs. If economic growth continues at this pace, the United States economy will double in size more than 10 years faster than it would have under either President Bush or President Obama. Perhaps one of the biggest wins in the report, and it is indeed a big one, is that the trade deficit, very dear to my heart because we've been ripped off by the world, has dropped by more than $50 billion. $52 billion to be exact. It's dropped by more than 50. Think of that. The trade deficit has dropped by more than $50 billion.
This is the news we've been waiting for. Mr. President, you can check off another box. The world is safer. Our economy is going through the roof. I'm not quite sure why the Dow is down today. We'll double check it here in just a couple minutes. But apparently, things are going great. And all this is despite all the negativity in the lamestream media. Every commercial break, they come back with breaking news. And it's some negative Trump stuff. It's incredible. The president promised us a better economy. Check off the box. He's accomplished it. It doesn't mean that the next quarter, the third quarter, will end up being, 4.1%. Maybe it'll only be 3.5%. But that's a sight better than the Obama numbers of 1.2%. I'm just telling you. Now, what we're going to do in our next segment, as I've told you so many times, even through the Obama years, we talked about how the numbers don't tell the entire story. It is what you and your family are facing. You're trying to put kids into private schools. You're trying to get braces on the kids. You're thinking, do I have, sometime during the month of August, can I take a family vacation to Disney World? Can I afford it? Do I have to make choices in my life? We'll talk about that stuff. The numbers are great, but they're meaningless if they don't impact your life. I want to find out if this Trump recovery is real to you. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Okay, I know what the number is. 4.1% increase in growth in the American economy in the second quarter. And while I'm giddy about that, and the folks in Washington are even more giddy, there's also the issue of what do we do when there's somebody out there that doesn't feel it. What do we do when there's a segment of our society that feels that they have been overlooked? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you. I want to find out if this economic recovery has reached your home, has reached your family, has reached your brother-in-law who hadn't been working in 3 years and all of a sudden has a decent-paying job. I want to find out if there's more behind this number than just a number. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of Real Water. With Real Water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since Real Water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real Water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. You want to save even more money? Try Real Water Home Delivery. I'm a customer. So is Wayne Allen Root. We get Real Water delivered right to our front door, and we save money in the process. Check it out right now. In fact, you can sign up right now. Just go to realwaterhomedelivery.com. realwaterhomedelivery.com. Let's go to the audio sound bites. A lot of people asking about the impeachment of Rod Rosenstein that has been proposed by 11 conservative members of the House of Representatives, many of them in the Freedom Caucus. Nancy Pelosi sounded a warning, though, yesterday. Warned the GOP not to bring up impeachment articles on Rod Rosenstein. Here's why. This is Nancy Pelosi.
Rosenstein is a Republican appointee. He is appointed by the President of the United States. And the attack on Rosenstein, of course, is an attack on the Mueller investigation. And it is something that, just when you think you have seen it all, Republicans have no shame to go to a place where they would undermine our judicial system, it's a statement. What they're making is a statement is President Trump is above the law. Period. It's a sad thing. But again, if they bring it up, they have a price to pay for going that route. Hopefully, in the interest of our country, our system of checks and balances, our system of law and order, they won't.
Okay. Her counterpart, the Speaker of the House, is Paul Ryan. And even he opposes these articles of impeachment.
It is appropriate that we conduct oversight of the executive branch and that we get full compliance with the executive branch on what are very legitimate document requests. Do I support impeachment of Rod Rosenstein? No, I do not. I do not for a number of reasons. First, I don't think we should be cavalier with this process or with this term, number one. Number two, I don't think that this rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, a really high standard. Number three, we, since I got involved, have been getting a lot of compliance from DOJ on the document requests. We do not have full compliance, and we have to get full compliance, but we've been making tremendous progress to that point. The second reason why I think that is not the right way to go is because, knowing the Senate procedures and the rules over there, this is about as privileged as anything gets over there. It's one of the most privileged things that occurs in the Senate. And if this were to pass through the House, then what it would do is tie the Senate into knots. What does that mean to us, practically speaking? That means it would derail or largely delay a big part of our agenda, our appropriation bills, our infrastructure bills. And it would clearly dramatically delay the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to go to the Supreme Court, which we expect to get done by October 1st when the Supreme Court reconvenes. So for many reasons, I don't think it's the right way to go. But we do expect compliance. We want to make sure that we get compliance. And we look at all the various tools we have available, including having the kinds of dialogues we've been having recently in order to get compliance from DOJ.
Now, somebody that Paul Ryan did not surprise me that he would come out against this. He is part of the establishment. He should be gone now. Jim Jordan should be the interim speaker. But apparently that's not going to happen until January. But a guy that did surprise me, and you know what? From time to time, he comes up with stuff that I scratch my head and I say, really? Judge Andrew Napolitano from Fox News. He was on yesterday multiple times, actually opposing the impeachment of Rod Rosenstein.
But I have to start by saying the people behind this are longtime friends of mine, whom I respect and admire and like.
Of like mind.
Yes, and I often agree with them. This is
11 House.
Yeah, this is the small government crowd in the House that sometimes torments the House leadership when they want to do things that are too big government oriented. But on this, I profoundly disagree with them. And it doesn't matter what I think. The Constitution says there's a very, very narrow basis for impeachment, and that's intentional. If it were a broad basis, people would be getting kicked out of office left and right. Treason, this is directly from the Constitution, treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. When Bill Clinton
was
a little vague intentionally, but when Bill Clinton was impeached, that was obstructing justice right. by lying under oath. So it has to be something of that magnitude. Improperly signing off on a FISA warrant, staying in a position of a conflict of interest mm-hmm. where you could be a witness in a case and you're managing the
and
case.
Those are good arguments.
Those are good arguments for ethical violations, but not for impeachable
offenses.
But
why didn't he recuse himself?
Well, you'd have to ask him why he didn't recuse himself. And that may be coming.
Right. But Judge, what do you expect these members of Congress who are frustrated with the Department of Justice? They have asked for months and months and months for certain documents, which they are entitled to, and that they have stonewalled. And apparently now the Department of Justice is going to cough some of them up next week.
Well, they're going to cough them up because of threats like this, which are, in my opinion, wrong and baseless, but embarrassing for everybody involved. The DOJ has a legitimate, lawful basis for keeping certain documents secret in a pending investigation. I want this Mueller thing over as soon as possible, but it is still pending. And you'd be interfering with it if you forced the public revelation of some of those documents. But the backstory is Eric Holder. What? Yeah, 6 years ago, when he was held in contempt by a Republican Congress, he was the Attorney General, mm-hmm. for refusing to surrender documents on Fast and Furious, mm-hmm. he was held in contempt,
nothing happened.
You could hear a pin drop. They have to take the contempt across the street to a federal court and prosecute the contempt. If they don't do that, then nothing happens.
That's the argument. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Meowawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, to something special. Grab your smartphone right now and check out Meowawana.com. That's Meowawana.com. Coming up, the president was out on the stump yesterday. No, he was. He went to Granite City, Illinois. Just outside of, I guess, St. Louis. And went to the National Steel plant. Boy, you want to talk about steel, tough guys, steel workers. You don't mess with them. And he went talking about tariffs. And he was making I thought he made a pretty good case that the tariffs are ultimately going to work. And that ultimately we're going to end up with no tariffs. But there's going to be an adjustment period. We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local now for a Friday. Good to have you with us. You know what is amazing? The president's poll numbers keep going up and up and up. And I imagine after today, the GDP growth of 4.1% in the second quarter, those poll numbers are going to go up even more. But you know what was interesting? I was watching last night Geraldo Rivera's, or actually this was this morning. This was this morning on Fox and Friends. I was watching Geraldo Rivera, and he was talking about these new tapes, these new allegations from Michael Cohen that maybe the president knew about the White House, or rather the Trump Tower meeting with the Russians. And Geraldo suggested that that meeting and that allegation by Michael Cohen might be troublesome for the president.
I think it is a big deal. First of all, I think Michael Cohen represents a significant legal threat to the president. There's one consigliere. We all have one key person we tell all of our life story to. In President Trump's case, he trusted Michael Cohen. He was his fixer for many years. And now I think that Cohen has been cut from the Trump team. He is feeling reckless, and he's even able to do low down and dirty things like release that tape, that secret tape. I mean, it was unethical of him to tape his client, the president. And then for he and maybe his attorney, Lanny Davis, to release it to the public, I think very, very significant. If they're willing to do that, they're willing to do almost anything. And
well,
in terms of the meeting, very specifically, let me just say, in terms of the meeting, very specifically, the one who is at the most legal peril is Don Jr. Remember, Don Jr. testified to Congress. If Don Jr. testified to Congress under oath that the president did not know of the meeting, and Cohen has a tape that says the president did know of the meeting, then Don Jr. has lied, and Don Jr. knew that.
Well, the thing is, rather, who has more credibility? I believe Michael Cohen also went in front of Congress and maybe swore an oath, and I'm sure he didn't say that Don Sr. knew about Don Jr.'s meeting. Here's what the president just tweeted. I did not know of the meeting with my son, Don Jr. Sounds to me like someone is trying to make up stories in order to get himself out of an unrelated jam, taxi cabs maybe, even retain Bill and Hillary's crooked lawyer. Gee, I wonder if they helped him make that choice. Now, there's a theory out there that Rudy Giuliani is trying to diminish the hand that Michael Cohen has, and it was the Trump team that released that information. Lanny Davis is on record saying, we didn't do it. What do you think?
I think, let me go through it again. To tape his client secretly was unethical, but probably not illegal. To leak that tape once he had it, if indeed he did do it, then that is a criminal offense, and it certainly is a disbarrable offense for Michael Cohen, the attorney.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm not an attorney. I don't play one on TV. But I'm going to tell you, I think Michael Cohen is in a bit of legal jeopardy here. I think Michael Cohen is in serious, serious trouble. Will he lose his law license? I think almost certainly. Will he end up going to jail? I think it's possible. And he's going to do anything. What kind of credibility would Michael Cohen have on the stand? What kind of credibility with a jury? If what he's saying now is what he said to the feds, or maybe it's not, it's possible that this guy lied. It's possible that he lied maybe to the Mueller people. I don't know. But this is, this is what is so amazing. That you've got people around the president that are willing to flip on him. But the problem is we all know what he's doing. We all know what he's doing. And now we have word that the Mueller investigation is going to look at Trump tweets, but only as president, not as candidate. Donald J. Trump. And Judge Andrew Napolitano reacted yesterday to the New York Times report that Mueller is now looking at Trump tweets and that this might broaden the investigation totally. This is what Judge Andrew Napolitano said on Fox and Friends.
The Supreme Court, we talked about this during the break, when it upheld the president's travel ban, decided not to look at his statements as a candidate. That we know. The court's not going to look at what a person said before the president. Will the court look at, if there is litigation over this, what the man says as president. Yes, Bob Mueller knows that those tweets are a treasure trove and a window into Donald Trump's thinking. So here's the allegation. And apparently this story is true because Rudy Giuliani, the president's chief lawyer, has verified it because he's quoted by the New York Times as having spoken to them about it. The allegation is this. Did the president send messages to people of threats or rewards via his tweets, people whom he knew or expected would be interviewed by Bob Mueller? And if he did, was he engaging in witness tampering, which is an independent crime? It's a species. It's a part
of
obstruction
of justice. Well, we
know
all about that with Paul Manafort.
Yes. Yes. So that's what the New York Times is breaking, and that's what we're talking about here.
And I stand corrected. That was from Outnumbered on Fox News Channel. The bottom line is, I think Michael Cohen is between a rock and a hard place. And I think he may end up getting nailed in all of this, regardless of what he does, whether he rolls on the president or does not roll on the president, whether he even makes something up. Then you're talking about perjury. If you find out that he's talking about stuff that simply is not true, that's called perjury. And you can do hard time for that. I would not want to be Michael Cohen today, because he's in a heap of trouble one way or another. Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by our friends at Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. You hate your Obamacare? Get out from under your Obamacare. Check it out at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Coming up, we're going to talk about the economy. And we are going to celebrate the economy. The GDP rose 4.1%. That's unheard of. People would have laughed you off the stage if you said that as a candidate. But Trump did that. Trump promised increased GDP. Check another box off. Candidate Trump has succeeded as President Trump. And he's done it in the face of all of this criticism, the resistance, progressives, impeachment threats. I mean, it's incredible. We are witnessing, you and I are witnessing, an economic renaissance in our country. It would not have happened under Hillary Clinton, I promise you. But it's happening under Donald J. Trump. Stick around. More to do as we continue. You want to join us? Want to be a part of the show? You can. And by the way, we're still lining up folks who have actually benefited by the Trump recovery. Either a brother-in-law that's working now, or he wasn't working for years. Yeah. Call me right now, and we'll find out if the Trump recovery has reached your family. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's M-E-O-W-I-J-U-A-N-A.com. Meowawana.com.